This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Regenerative agriculture is an approach to farming and ranching that tries to rebuild depleted soils. It mitigates climate change by putting carbon back into the ground. Farmers are increasingly experimenting with it. And as KUNC's Ray Solomon reports, there's now a movement to get restaurants and consumers in urban areas to help subsidize that work.
At Nick DiDomenico's farm in rural Longmont, Colorado, cows graze in the shadow of the Rocky Mountain foothills.
We're farming here, we're running our cattle.
DiDomenico's pushing the boundaries of regenerative agriculture. That means he's trying to shrink his carbon footprint by doing things like planting trees and adding compost.
Imagine 277 yards of compost. That was like 50 trucks or something.
And all that compost costs money. Of course, farming is expensive even when it's conventional. And since the 1930s, the federal government has subsidized agriculture heavily. But the more unconventional the farm, the trickier it is to get federal funding. So instead, DiDomenico finds financial support in some unlikely places.
Steak and cheese, spicy Italian.
From restaurants, like the Subway sandwich shop in a strip mall in the nearby city of Boulder.
And then salt and pepper.
It might seem like a million miles from DiDomenico's bucolic pastures, but this Subway contributes a 1% charge on its sales to support the Regenerative Farming Fund Zero Foodprint.
You know, obviously 1% is not much, and if you can do that in masses, obviously it really adds up in a hurry.
Tim Scheel is the owner of this Subway franchise and three others in Boulder. He grew up in farm country and says he understands that his livelihood depends on healthy soils. Anthony Meant created Zero Foodprint. He's a celebrated chef with popular restaurants in San Francisco.
The program is really trying to just give consumers what they want, which is a way to make a sustainable choice, have a local impact.
Back on the farm, Nick DiDomenico is seeing that local impact. He's received $15,000 from Zero Foodprint so far.
Cities and urban areas basically draw resource out of rural areas, whether it be food, gas, commodities, people, whatever it is.
He says this is a way to bring resources back to the farms and channel it directly into the land. I'm Ray Solomon for Marketplace.